fantastic to have you with me. And if you're an Essendon supporter, well, guess what? I come bearing good news. The reports coming through via afl.com.au is that Orazio Fantasia is staying at Essendon. We'll have more on that across the day as well. But there's the good news for Bombers fans who were real nervous about that. Orazio Fantasia staying at the Bombers. At the Sheffield Shield, Marcus Harris has just gone past 100. He's 104 and Nick Maddison is 82. Queensland 4 for 67 in their first innings and WA are 2 for 40. We'll catch up with more of that across the afternoon as well. John Robertson from Southeast Melbourne Phoenix is in with me. With thanks to McCafe, smooth barista-made coffee from McCafe. It is available 24/7. We were just talking during the break there about your coach, Simon Mitchell, and you called him a player's coach. And I reckon that's a really, really accurate description of him.
Yeah, he's a great communicator, great motivator. And, you know, his X and O's, the way he adjusts to the situation is great. I mean, guys love playing for him, so.
We saw a video, I don't know if you've seen this video, that the club put out that's a social video, and it was all about Mitch Creek. He spent a bit of time with Dane Pinot and talking to the group and all that sort of stuff. And there was a lot of coaching. There's a lot of teaching going on. Is that the sort of environment you as an experienced player, Mitch as an experienced player, is that what the young guys will get, that sort of daily tuition?
For sure. I mean, every day, if you come to our practice, you'll see guys just taking guys to the side and, you know, talking to them, trying to teach them certain things. And like I was telling you, it's like the most leadership on a team I've ever been on. Like,
ever.
Ever. I mean, you have some, and the knowledge of the players is great. I mean, we'll run a play, and then guys are just like, okay, let's run, let's do this option. And it just opens up everything for everybody. So I love it.
Do you like that?
I love it.
I mean, you played a lot. Do you like to be able to sort of pass on your knowledge as well?
Yeah, for sure.
Right. There's something else that I just want to, talk about. This is a story that I read from Tommy Hirsch at nbl.com.au, and he's a fantastic writer, about the more romantic side of you. Just tell us before we welcome in a very special guest who's just going to help share a little bit of this with us. Your proposal.
Yes.
Go on.
Well, it was around Valentine's Day, actually. The day before Valentine's Day is when it was all supposed to go down. So about 2 weeks or maybe about 3 weeks before that, you know, I just decided to pop that question. We had been talking about it for a while, me and my fiance, or my now fiance, then girlfriend. But I just decided to go through with it, man. It was about that time. Went ahead and got the ring, had it ordered to my house. Ended up getting a couple of days off just in time for the big day, and it just all worked out perfectly.
Am I right in saying that you had to fly 24 hours around the world to pick this ring up? Is that right?
Yes, I did. Had a fly to Dallas, picked the ring up. Then I flew to Miami, surprised her. She had no idea I was coming. I told her I was sick because I couldn't talk to her for a couple of days. she was very mad at me, but she got over it.
Was she starting to think that something was up?
Yeah, she's like, why can't you just FaceTime me? I'm like, I can't, I'm sick. And then I knew what time she practiced, so I would just try to call her then. She'd get out of practice to see a missed call. So I tried to call you, but she was in practice.
Right, let's get the other side of the coin here, because your wonderful partner, Ida, is in the studio with us as well. Ida, welcome to Australia. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Is all of this making sense? Is all of this true? Has he described accurately what went on?
Yeah, after I heard his side of the story, you know, I wasn't mad for not talking for a few days. I understood the reason, and I'm glad that things went on the way he did and that I had no idea what was about to happen.
Did you expect or did you know what was coming with the proposal?
I had no idea. You know, I thought he was in Russia being sick. My friends, who obviously knew about everything, said, leave him alone. Like, he's sick. Like, he'll be fine. Or, you know, just trying to talk me out of whatever my mind was trying to make up.
And the rest is history, as they say now as well.
Yeah.
Tell us how you two met, because you're both basketballers. We'll talk about your story very, very shortly as well. But tell us how you met.
In Sweden. So I was there my second year in Sweden. Just saw her. I saw her a couple of times before I finally got the courage to talk to her. So, like, I think I got lucky that day. She was just sitting there all by herself, and I walked in the gym. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's her. So, you know, I mustered up the courage to say something to her about a Drake CD or something.
His new album.
Yeah, his new album. His new album's out. Have you heard it? And then we just got started talking and. Yep.
And just like that.
Love at first sight.
Did he grab your attention? Did you think, oh, geez, who's this handsome man strolling towards me?
Yeah. To be honest, like, you were, like, the player that people were looking at or talking about. I'm like, oh, like, out of my league kind of person. And then you came to be talking and kind of wanting my attention. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So I was.
See how that works?
Yep.
And the rest, as they say, it's a beautiful history. So, Ida, you're out here as well, and I say you're a basketballer. What are you? You're trying to land a spot in the WNBL here, aren't you? I mean, I don't know if this was part of the plan when John came over. What's the latest?
So I'm practicing with the Flyers. Cheryl is allowing me to practice with them all season, and I'm just in there trying to hustle and do my best every day. If she decides to give me a spot, then I would gladly appreciate that. If not, I'm just happy to be able to practice with them and get ready for my NBL 1 season.
So you're gonna by saying that you're gonna play NBL 1, it means that you two are gonna be out here for a bit, from the sounds of it.
Yep. I mean, we love it so far, and when the opportunity kind of landed on the table, and we said, sure, like, we can stay and see what happens. You know, we are very comfortable with both of our situations, so. There's no issue there.
I ask this of every import who comes to play in this league. So I ask you both, have you got a favourite place to eat? Because we got so many places to choose from here. Have you got a favourite place to eat?
Well, for me, is, you know, Nando's.
Nando's. Really?
Nando's is really good and it's right by us, so yeah. It's easy.
It's convenient.
We've been here for a month and a half, and I love cooking, so we haven't really been out to eat a lot, but I'm sure we will find some really good places other than Nando's.
So if you like to cook, what's your specialty dish? Like, I'm not inviting myself over, but I'm just wondering what's going to be served, you know?
What's your favorite thing that I cook, babe?
Oh, you're under pressure now, John.
Everything, babe.
Don't sit on the fence like this. What's your favorite?
No.
I mean, everything, the pasta, the chicken. My favorite food is pasta with chicken. So when she cooks that with the mushroom sauce, oh, it's delicious.
Mm. It's my partner's birthday today. So have you got a suggestion for me that I can go home and cook her tonight?
A suggestion as of a dinner?
Yeah.
You're going to cook for her?
Yeah, don't look so surprised.
No.
I can just cook.
You know, in this family, there's usually me cooking, but that's fine.
Oh, righto.
I don't know. She likes pasta, which a lot of people, I guess, do. So pasta carbonara is what I love making the most.
Ooh.
With chicken, and don't forget the bacon.
I don't cook anything without bacon. You are twisting my arm. Phoenix fans, first home game on Sunday versus the Brisbane Bullets. Kids who are accompanied by a paying adult are going to get in free. Tip-off is at 3 o'clock and at Melbourne Arena. John, fantastic to have you here. I think you are going to surprise a lot of people. Team are going to surprise a lot of people as well. So
Thanks. Good
luck Sunday, and Ida, good luck as well. We've got a couple of your teammates in the studio tomorrow, but hopefully we can see you in WNBL action before the season as well.
I hope so too.
We'll take a break. Still plenty more to come here on SEN. You with Dr. Feelgood here on SEN. No, you with Jack Heverin on SEN. Wasn't it fantastic to have John Robertson in the studio and his beautiful partner, his fiancée, Ida Anderson, who's trying to win her spot on a WNBL roster before the end of the season as well. Plenty of love coming through off the Speckle text machine as well. 0433 98 11 16. John's won me over. Go Phoenix. There's one. And here's another. That interview was great. They both sounded like fun and level-headed. Hopefully, they stay in Australia. Well, I think they will. If Ida's going to play NBL 1, I think there might be a few NBL 1 teams who all of a sudden heard that and pricked their ears up as well. Because if Ida's going to play NBL 1, you get the sense that they're going to be here for a while as well. The news coming through is that Orazio Fantasia is going to stay at Essendon. Damian Barrett reported a short time ago or earlier today that Orazio just couldn't make his mind up. His head was a mess and he couldn't quite work out which way he's going to go. We'll have more on it very shortly, but the news coming through via afl.com.au is that Orazio Fantasia will stay with Essendon, will resist an offer from Port Adelaide, and we'll play his footy at the Bombers in 2020. As we do each and every week, with thanks to the Watchdog Mobile Form Guide app. You can download the Watchdog Mobile Form Guide app today. I'm talking once again with the CEO of Greyhound Racing Victoria, Alan Clayton. Alan, thanks for joining me. And I hear you had another successful Greyhound Adoption Day last weekend.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Jack. Yeah, we certainly did. We had 34 greyhounds available for adoption at Sandown on last Saturday, with 32 of them finding really great new homes. And I was there on the day. It was really amazing experience to be part of it, because we had more than 300 would-be adopters in attendance. So it's a large number for a relatively small number of dogs. And the huge number of people came about largely, I think, to our very successful greyhound adoption program stand at the Royal Melbourne Show. And as for the two greyhounds that weren't adopted on the day, they were brought back to our Seymour headquarters, and they'll be there until they find new loving homes. And I'm sure they'll go very, very quickly. So, look, if you were thinking about bringing a greyhound into your life, you can make an appointment to meet some of our very friendly former racers almost every day of the year. And we have adoption locations in Seymour and in Baxter on the Mornington Peninsula.
All you need to do is go to gap.grv.org.au and you can find out more. Alan Wall, I've got you. What have we got coming up on the track this weekend?
Yeah, look, tonight we have the prestigious Geelong Oaks and Derby finals, and these are great lead-up races heading into the Geelong Cup Series later this month. And tomorrow night we have the Group 1 Adelaide Cup, in which 7 of the 8 finalists are trained here in Victoria. So this includes superstar duo Sinachi and Hooked on Scotch. And Sinachi is a dual Group 1 winner, while Hooked on Scotch has only had 9 starts, but he is already touted as the fastest greyhound in Australia. So it should be an absolutely terrific race.
Yeah, I think so too. He's an absolute star. Alan, thanks for joining me. As always, we'll do it again next Thursday.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Jack.
Alan Clayton joining us from Greyhound Racing Victoria. And don't forget, you can download the Watchdogs free mobile form guide app. It is now with new tab click-to-bet functionality. Back to your calls on the other side of this. 1300 736 736 on the phone, or you can send me a text on the Speckle text machine as well. Speckle cash loans up to $2,000, and they are paid fast. Pete Dixon was in the studio earlier in the show, and we were talking about your favourite 30 for 30 documentaries. I've got a bit of time here to have a chat about that. And for Bombers fans, if you want to ring up and you want to breathe a sigh of relief with the news that Orazio Fantasia has recommitted, I'd love to hear from you. 1300 736 736. That's how you can join me here on SEN.